In Alabama, activists and educators are reaching out to Hispanic families. They're worried about what a strict new immigration law will mean for that community. The measure requires schools to record the immigration status of all newly enrolled students. More than 2,000 Hispanic children were absent from schools early last week. From the Southern Education Desk at member station WBHM in Birmingham, Dan Carson has this report.
If it's a United States birth, there are no other questions asked.
Roughly 80 people, most of them Spanish-speaking women and children, packed the media center of Tarrant Elementary School just north of Birmingham, Alabama. Considering the number of kids in the room and spilling out into the hallways, there's surprisingly little noise. It's a Know Your Rights meeting, meant to calm fears and familiarize families with their legal rights in light of Alabama's tough new immigration law. A middle schooler, whose family did not want his name used, has a lot on his mind.
I think they're going to come in our house and come kick the door, and they're going to take my mom and dad.
Sonia Smith is the school nurse at Tarrant Elementary. She sees the medical manifestations of the fear in the community.
Kids have been out. They are scared to come to school. They are having panic attacks. Some of their wives have passed out. Some of their husbands, they have been staying at home because they can't go to work, so they're fighting with their wives.
Superintendent Shelley Mize, who had been cradling babies throughout the talk, reassured the crowd that she'd spoken with local police and that they don't have the resources to come looking for illegal immigrants. She also told concerned parents that if they're detained, say, after a traffic stop, arrangements can be made for others to pick up their children from school. Mize thinks the law gets in the way of the American dream.
When families come here looking for a better life, you know, they should be allowed to strive for that and not have to worry about sending their children to school.
Efforts to reassure families are coming from school systems and from groups like the Southeast Immigration Rights Network, which hosted the Know Your Rights talk at Tarrant Elementary. Longtime network activist Monica Hernandez reiterated that under the law, only numbers of undocumented students, no names, will be reported to the State Department of Education. Interim State Superintendent Larry Craven makes the same point in defending the law.
I'm trying to make you understand all we're about is gathering the data. And the data provided ultimately to the legislature will assist them with regard to a number of things. There's all sorts of legitimate reasons why those questions are being posed about the child. We're going to comply with the law.
But activists are vowing to continue their fight to overturn the law. As Helen Rivas of the Alabama Coalition for Immigrant Justice puts it,
this is not over till it's over, and as Monica said, this is going to be going on for a very long time.
On Friday, the Justice Department asked the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals to stay the law after a similar request was rejected by a federal judge in Birmingham. For NPR News, I'm Dan Carson in Birmingham, Alabama.
This is NPR News.